At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The NFL is considering what they call flexing Thursday night football games, which means, you know, based on how teams are playing, what their record is, they want to make marquee matchups. Because, Rob, we've seen it. A lot of these Thursday night games last year were terrible. And so now they want to be able to choose, right? Like, if they thought Denver was going to be great going into the season because they got Russell Wilson, and they put them on, you know, on a Thursday night game, and then they find out they're horrible, they want to be able to switch it out for a team that's good. Now, they did decide to table that until next year, but they still are, Rob, going to allow teams to play multiple Thursday night football games. They could play as many as three, which to me is terrible. And you and I have talked about how the NFL, for all the talk about player safety, the moves they're making betray that. Increasing it to 17 games when it wasn't necessary. Now, the players went along with it. We just their union is a – we talk about it. It's just bad. But they went along with it because they wanted more money. But there are ways you could get more money without having to play a 17th game.
Right. Exactly.
But they also, Rob, the Thursday night football, listen to this quote, and I want to put it all in context, because John Mara did, the Giants owner, Rob.
I don't say it that often, but bravo to
Well, him. I think bravo on one hand, but I don't know if you heard this other quote. He did point out that they needed to run this by the health and safety committee and vet it. and the competition committee. So you want to see how it, you know, would help. Is it all right for players to do this? But his first quote, Rob, was this. At some point, can we please give some consideration to the people who are coming to our games? People make plans to go to these games weeks and months in advance and 15 days ahead of time to say, sorry, folks, that game you were planning on taking your kids to Sunday at 1, now it's on Thursday night. What are we thinking about? Now, I'm fine with that because I do agree in taking the fans into consideration. I just hope he didn't say that and the players' quote is like a throwaway quote. Like, that was an afterthought, you know?
Well, he did mention it, which I understand what you're saying. And we know that the owners do not, at least I don't believe in my heart, that they care that much about the player's safety because players are interchangeable. They don't look at them that way. The owners get to stick around for 40 and 50 and 70 years and own the team, yep. Right?
And the players come and go. Family and all.
Right. They come and go, and it's like, okay, yeah, you play for the Lions, I 40 years ago, and the Ford family still owns the team. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like stuff like that. So, but I was saying bravo that this whole notion of just flip-flopping things and people have paid money and made hotel reservations, Chris, and, you know, and all that stuff is just unfair. It just is. Because there are going to be some bad games on Thursday night, whether even if you switch the schedule, do a flex.
Right. Right.
They're bad games. They're bad games in every sport. They're going to be bad games. You can't get around that. It also tells you that maybe having the Thursday night games and why you got so many bad ones, too, is the players aren't recovered fast enough or they need more time or whatever it is. It could be that, but they don't want to explore that and look at that to think they need a week to get to recuperate. Or, you know,
well, let me give you this quote, because you remember yesterday, or I think it was even before yesterday, Patrick Mahomes, when the news came out about, you know, more Thursday night games, Patrick Mahomes tweeted out a facepalm emoji. And Roger Goodell was asked about that, Rob. And here's what he said. I don't, because remember, the Thursday night games are now going to be on
Trotter
Amazon.
Is that Jim Trotter who asked them or not? I'm just asking. Yeah.
They're going to be on Amazon, right? This is Amazon's first season with Thursday night football. And so he was asked if, you know, they put Amazon ahead of the health and safety of their players. And he said, I don't think we're putting Amazon over our players' interest. We look at data with respect to injuries and impact on players. I think we have data that's very clear. It doesn't show higher injury rate. I hear from a lot of players directly too. They have 10 days off afterwards, so there's some benefits on that side. And Rob, this data goes both ways. We've talked about it in regards to the NBA and baseball, with pitchers especially, how regardless of what I don't see how the data tells them to give these players rest. They can't play 82 NBA games. They shouldn't be playing back-to-backs. They shouldn't be pitching and throwing 100 innings and so on and so forth. And yet, as they're not doing that, the players are getting injured more than ever. More than ever. But here's the opposite side, Rob. And I don't care what the data – you can't tell me. Thank God players aren't getting hurt more on a short day's rest, a short week's rest, right? But, I mean, it takes common sense. This is football. You've been on the sidelines of a football game in the pros, Rob. I've been on the sidelines of an NFL football game.
Right.
It looks brutal.
People have no idea. Television distorts.
Oh, what it sanitizes it. It sanitizes
right.
it.
It's like, Chris, you've covered fights.
Yes, same thing.
I sat ringside and I'm flinching watching the guys get hit. Like, that's how brutal. Like television,
doesn't
just
it look like every
just,
punch
like,
hurts in box yes. When you're there?
When you're there,
you know, on the TV,
on TV,
it doesn't, it looks
it doesn't
like
look like
few
anything.
Of them hurt.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't look like they. It looks like they're just going pop, pop, and it doesn't look like anything.
Right.
But if you sit there up close, and as I said, I was ringside, and I'm flinching because I'm like watching a beating here, and I do think that too in the NFL when you watch, you just. And I've been on the sidelines. I've seen the speed of the game. People coming, a pile of humanity, Chris, coming at you. It's incredible.
I played high school, through high school, up through, you know, my whole 4 years of high school. And when I was on the sidelines for the NFL game, the speed and the size of the players and the way they were hitting right. Again, somebody who, I'm not saying I played at an ultra high level, but I played, you know, in high school in Ohio, which is a great football state. And it was like stunning how brutal it was. And so for you to send, they need their rest. That's why fighters don't, you know, you get to a certain level, you're not fighting every week. You're taking weeks off. Sometimes, you know, you get to the highest level, months off before in between fights. Because your body needs to rest. And I just, Rob, this is, I mean, the NFL makes money hand over fist. Is every single decision have to be about making more money?
That's where you get in trouble. It really is. You can't, some things can't be for sale. I say it all the time. Like, you can't sell everything. It's okay not to take every nickel when you're putting, especially when you're putting players' safety and their livelihoods or their longevity, Chris, in harm's way
right.
when it's not necessary. If it was up to the league, they would play 20 games. You know what?
No,
I
Rob,
believe that.
We said it last night. Like, how long before? I mean, that 18 games isn't. I don't think that's dead. They'll wait a little while and then bring it up again in a few years. And then more, because if they keep making money, they're going to keep wanting to make more. And just like I would say to Lamar Jackson, look, I know in your heart of hearts, I wouldn't say it necessarily just yet. You can wait a while. But at some point, I would say in your heart of hearts, you believe you're worth more money than Deshaun Watson. In your heart of hearts, you believe that going out there playing for anything less, you're being underpaid and undervalued. But at some point, don't let your pride get in the way of you still making generational wealth for you and your family to play a game of football. At the end of the day, you still got to realize, you know what? Even if I'm not getting what I believe I should get, this is still phenomenal. And it's the same thing. I would say the same thing to the owners. You're putting your players at risk. I don't need data to tell me that. That they need longer rest. And don't, you know, because, Rob, if you start seeing really good players, and we talked about quarterbacks getting hurt, then what? It's not going to be the same. You need the – sports need the superstars, Rob. We're talking no, – we're going to talk about it with the Final Four.
But we know that.
The ratings have been dropping. Because they don't have the names.
As I said, they probably would. Didn't I said that, Chris. As it goes on, people were intrigued at first. And now, and then, you know, depending on the matchup, and we will talk about it. I don't want to get into it. But it'll be interesting to see how the national championship game plays out, depending on who's in it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen to the resume. NBA champion. SiriusXM NBA radio host. New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Hence the theme music. Every day he's hustling. Our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up?
What's happening?
Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. What up, fellas?
What's we up? Good, man. We are good. Now, were you at that game last night against Golden State, the Pelicans, Warriors?
No, I wasn't. It was a TNT game. Our next two games are TNT. So yesterday and tomorrow versus Denver. So I flew home yesterday.
I imagine you watched it. Were you able to watch it? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I thought in the second half, Golden State looked like vintage Golden State. And if they can play like that,
oh my gosh! Here we go.
Oh, you didn't think that ball movement, that player movement?
I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy to me about being on this side of the basketball, the media side, is every time, like, you guys have such a narrative. Every time Golden State wins a game, the narrative is, can they win it all? Every time they win.
Well, that's because they're at that level. That is championship or bust.
Of course. I know, but there are other teams that are at championship or bust, too. There are other teams, but every time they win, you don't ask the question whether or not they can win it all. It's amazing to me, and I get Golden State's Golden State, and we can sit here and say that they've earned the right for certain things, but watching, like, just different talk radio shows and, I mean, watching TV shows on, it's amazing how every time Golden State wins a game, the next question is, can Golden State win it all? No, That's always the narrative that is surrounding the Golden State Warriors this year, no matter how poorly they have played throughout the course of this season.
Antonio, so you're writing them all.
You're spot on, and I'll give you the other one. The don't count out LeBron, no matter how bad
the Lakers are.
No matter what, you count out
LeBron and the Warriors, both of them.
No, I'm just saying. But Antonio's right about that narrative. No matter, LeBron's won four championships in 20 years, and they're like, oh, don't count out LeBron.
19
seasons. Like he's going to win. Like he wins every year. Like that's I agree with you.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Has Golden State resembled anything of a championship-caliber team this season?
Not on the road, but at home, absolutely.
No.
There's a lot of teams that resemble.
Hold on. Chris, listen to what you're saying, right? There are a lot of teams that are championship teams at home. At home. We're not talking – you don't win championships by just being good at home.
I know it's a small sample. That 2-0 on the road. All right, you know, the last two games. I'm not going to get too excited about that. But what I'm saying is they've done a lot of this year, and hopefully if they need him to come back, Andrew Wiggins.
A lot of this has
been without Andrew Wiggins. A lot of it was without Steph, too, to keep it real. And I'm just – you going to tell me you didn't see a different-looking team last night than we've seen for most of this season, particularly on the road.
I'm gonna tell you what we do. So, on our broadcast, what we do is when our game is over, we preview the next game, right? Joe Myers and I, we preview the next game. And the thing that I said in our preview of the next game is this is one of, if not the toughest venue to win at in because of their spurtability. Being up 10, 15 points in Golden State is nothing. Again, because of their spurtability. But we've also seen the other side to this team at home. Did you watch the same Golden State Warriors team against Minnesota? After they lost to Minnesota, the next day were you saying, man, this Golden State Warriors team can win it all after they turned it over twice in the last two possessions and then score 100 points? This is what I'm saying about the narrative. We wait for them to play to that point, to play to that standard, and then once that standard hits, then we start the narrative back up again. So tell me.
But don't you think they've earned that? They're the defending champions. They haven't earned it.
Because I don't think they're the defending champions.
They went 10-11 down the stretch last year.
Chris, okay, if you can sit here right now and tell me this team this year resembles the team of last year, I'll listen. They don't.
I think they can.
So you've
written off the Lakers and LeBron and the Warriors and Steph. So who's the Kings of the West?
No. Okay, you're hearing what I'm not saying. I didn't say I've written anybody off. I just said the narrative is kind of obvious.
What should the narrative be, though, with Golden State? Golden State's not playing just to make the playoffs.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Chris. Just yes or no. When Golden State lost to Minnesota, right, did you come on the next day and ask the question on whatever show you was on, can this Golden State Warriors team win it all?
No, because we didn't talk about
them.
I had already been talking about them still having a shot. Win or lose to Minnesota, it's 82 games. I understand you're going to have some good nights and some bad nights. They had won three straight. They had won their last two on the road. So I was still thinking, okay, they're starting to put it together.
All right, let's switch here.
I'm just saying, you're not writing them off.
I'm in your camp. I'm in your camp.
I don't think you are, Rob, because I think you're writing them off.
No, I just think that I agree that it's after a win or something, then like everything that's happened all year doesn't matter. And then you just say, oh, yeah, you know.
That's right.
That's the point, is that nothing that they did bad.
They got pedigree. It wasn't in a vacuum.
All right, let's go
here. I'm not writing them off. And the reason I'm not writing them off is because of the Western Conference.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, there you go.
The instability of the Western Conference.
All right, let me ask you about the Dallas Mavericks. And what do they do? I mean, they're winning tonight over the Sixers. But going forward, if you're Mark Cuban, if you're management – you know, and Kyrie there, and you gave up players and picks for him and all that. Will this work long-term or no? Oh, no, this is not going to work.
I, I don't know. And that's the part that's weird. I respect what Mark Cuban did. Because what he's doing, he's swinging for the fences because they allow Jalen Brunson to go. Right? I completely grasp the concept.
Right.
So what they're doing, they're trying to make up for the mistake that they allowed to happen by bringing in Kyrie Irving. And if this taught you anything, it's you can't just go out and buy chemistry. That's right. Why when you have it, you have to invest in it. Right? So if you have a guy like Jalen Brunson and Dorian Finney-Smith, those kind of guys, Spencer Dinwiddie, those guys last year that made it to the Western Conference Finals, you have to be able to invest and build on the chemistry that you have. So what they did, they allowed Jalen Brunson to go, and because of that, there was a trickle-down effect. So now when Jalen Brunson's going, now you lose Dorian Finney-Smith, now you lose Spencer Dinwiddie, right? And you bring in Kyrie Irving, and we all know how amazing Kyrie Irving is. But two amazing basketball players is just two amazing basketball players if there's no chemistry.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Antonio, and you played for the Spurs where it was definitely team basketball. I Luka is phenomenal, right? I think Luka's a top three, four, five player in the league, in the world. There's no question about it. But I have a problem with the way they play. Even before Kyrie was right, like, I think that was what LeBron, they had LeBron doing that when he first got in the league. And it got to a point where it was tough to fit guys around LeBron because, you know, guys that could really do stuff. If you're a spot up shooter, you're just a defender. That's one thing, right? So what can they do with Luka? I think they need to find a different style of play, but do you think Luka can do that?
So what I've always compared Luka in Dallas to is James Harden in Houston. There's really no difference, right? They're putting the ball in Luka's hands the same way they put in James Harden's hands and saying, you know what, take us where you need to go, right? Everything is on you. The usage rate is incredibly high, just like James Harden was. James Harden won the MVP there. But he didn't really advance the right way until Chris Paul came.
Right.
So it was someone else that came that could take the ball out of his hands sometimes. Is Kyrie Irving that guy? It's hard to tell because Kyrie got there in February, right? Jalen Brunson was that guy again, and now I think they're trying to make up for the mistake of letting him walk. This working long-term, I don't know, because Kyrie Irving is a free agent after this year. So you invested all of this and you got rid of these different guys to bring in Kyrie Irving, also knowing that there was a chance that he can leave at season's end. So will Kyrie Irving allow this to happen and grow long-term? It's the question.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't think at this point that, you know, we'll see if they, you know, have a big, you know, success in the playoffs. But if it goes the way it's looking now, I don't know what kind of deal they're going to offer him. That's going to be interesting.
But the thing is,
right,
if it goes the way that it's looking now, Chris, realistically speaking, if it goes the way that it's looking now, they won't be in the playoffs. That's the problem.
Right. And then going forward, I mean, they certainly not going to offer him a deal he wants, right? He left Brooklyn because he wanted a max deal, long-term max deal. Now, we got about
– what's the alternative?
For him?
For Dallas.
Well, no, they'd have to lose him. And they got to find out what the deal is with – what'd you think when you – and we got a minute left – when you heard Luka talking about not being happy, what went through your mind?
That this is bigger than basketball. And I think it's very easy to lose sight of that because we live in a culture where it's such a racially divided culture. But I can tell you what I do know. I know that depression, I know that anxiety, I know that a lot of the things that these players are dealing with, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't say, well, you know what, because you have money or because you have fame, you're not going to have anxiety or you're not going to be depressed. Like, these guys are still young men and young women that deal with the same things that all of us deal with. Money, fame, it doesn't change that.
Spot on.
No, in fact, it exacerbates it a lot of times.
Yep, for some people.
Because you're under the microscope. You're living in a fishbowl. All right. We'll get to that maybe next week because that would be a good conversation. But that's our man, Antonio Daniels.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to hear you as always, brother.
For sure, fellas. God bless you guys.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've been talking a lot of football, Rob, and some basketball. So, but let's lead off. This will be our first hour. We're leading off with basketball. And we're not going to the NBA. We talked about some of the great games going on tonight, and we'll get to Kevin Durant and his return a little bit later in this hour. But, Rob, last night the McDonald's All-American game was on as we were speaking on our show. And LeBron James' son, Bronny, his oldest son, Bronny played well, Rob. Hit 5 threes, which is a game high. And also added 4 assists, 2 steals, a game high 4 assists, I might add. And played well, was not the MVP. That went to Isaiah Collier, who's going to USC. He's the number one prospect in the country. He had 25. He was co-MVP alongside Kentucky-bound DJ Wagner. You've heard of DJ Wagner. Dad was, you know, DeJuan Wagner, who played in the league for a little while. You know, was a one and done, if I remember correctly, for Calipari at Memphis, and played in the league briefly. Never, you know, fulfilled his promise.
Yeah,
and then his dad was Milt Wagner. You're right. So that's a three. Three generations. So hopefully DJ Milt, Rob, you remember Milt at Louisville, was a great player at Louisville. I believe he was on that national championship team with Purvis Short, if I'm not mistaken.
Never nervous Purvis.
Yep. And but Milt never really reached, you know, he didn't have a great NBA career either. And he was a great college player. And so maybe, you know, hopefully DJ will follow in their footsteps in making it to the league.
That.
But, you know, hopefully he'll reach his full potential, if that potential, you know, he'll be a star. It'd be nice to see, right? Because the other two were supposed to be, and they weren't.
Like I always think of, like, Bo Kimble. You remember Bo Kimble?
Yep. From Loyola Marymount.
Yeah, was like
you're talking about like players that were great college players.
Yeah,
that
just and but he didn't. It wasn't like he had a decent career or like yeah. Even Christian Laettner was a great college player who had a good career. You know
right.
what I mean?
I mean
like,
he right.
Like Bo
he had
Kimble
a career.
Did. Bolton Kimble didn't have a career. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't get a shot off in the league.
No. And, you know, Loyola Marymount played that wild style, right, where it was running up and down and shooting quickly. And
right.
And Milt didn't have a career either, Rob. He played 53 games.
That's what I mean. Like, that's not a career. That's
no,
not. That's,
no.
That's a cup of coffee and two sweet rolls.
All right, but back to Bronny, who it looks like will have a career, and I certainly hope he does. But Rob, here's the deal. I mentioned these guys. Bronny, we don't know where he's going yet. We don't know if he's going to play in college. They're keeping everything close to the best, so we will see. But Isaiah Collier and DJ Wagner, they're going to USC and Kentucky. And they were the MVPs. They're blue chippers. Here's what I want to ask you, Rob. In this Final Four, now remember, I got to say this because it's just the truth. Before we jump on, this is going to be how it is. We'll see. I mean, it might be. There's certainly reason to think so. But, Rob, last year, it was four blue bloods in the Final Four.
Right.
Four. Rob G., give me those four. Can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but it was four blue bloods in the Final Four. So let's not be so quick to say it might be a sea change. Okay, what were the teams, Rob G?
UNC, Duke, Villanova, who is a newfound blue blood,
right,
and Kansas.
Yeah, I mean that's those are blue bloods, and so we don't know if this is going to be the way it is going forward or not, but. Rob, this year's Final Four, I think I said this yesterday, one player in the entire Final Four is on the mock drafts for the NBA draft coming up.
Now, that's one. Pretty incredible.
And he's lower in the first round. Kid from Connecticut. And there's no one in Duns. I wrote it down. It was so, like San Diego State, Rob, four senior starters, one junior. Florida Atlantic, one junior, three sophomores, and a freshman starter. Miami, a senior, a junior, and three sophomores. And UConn, two juniors, one senior, one sophomore, and one freshman. Two freshman starters in the entire Final Four. I want to ask you, do you think, if you were a college coach at a top university, would you think it's best to recruit the one and dones? Or would you say, you know what, let me go for the kids that are really good, but they're going to stay 3 years. At least two. They're not ready to go out right now.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to make a run or like hope that they stick around? Or they're going to stick around because they're not that good and make a run and you have some cohesiveness and some chemistry because they've played for multiple years together? Or do you want a chance to win a championship? Because normally in those circumstances, and this is different, three out of four, and if UConn wins, Chris, and easily, then it's just going to validate what we kind of know. Now, if San Diego State wins or Florida Atlantic. Yeah, if they win, then we got a different dialogue, and it still could be an anomaly. But the point is, coaches that did not go after the one and dones, Chris, fell by the wayside.
No, right. Because who was it? Was it Krzyzewski?
Krzyzewski
late to the party?
No, he went. Tom Izzo was late to the party, Chris. Isaiah Thomas only played 1 year for Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight wasn't interested in those guys either.
No, he played two.
Oh, two. I'm sorry.
Two. Right.
But he wasn't interested in those one and done. And he, well, you know, he stopped. One he stopped.
And there were no one and duns back then. Right. But, yeah.
But you know what I mean? He stopped winning when those guys started leaving early and he didn't really want to recruit those guys. But I'm just saying, it's if you're looking to win a championship, I think you want one of those guys. I just do.
The thing is, there have been very few teams. Now, Carmelo, of course, Anthony, led Syracuse to the championship as a freshman. Boeheim's only one. But that was a very veteran-laden team. Hakeem Warwick was on that team. He was an upperclassman. Jerry McNamara. They were upperclassmen, Rob, who didn't do anything in the NBA. You know, and Melo was the star. That probably would be the best way to do it, I guess. But then the only other team, Rob, that was led by one and duns that won it was Kentucky when they had Anthony Davis. And mm-hmm. they had a couple other one and duns. Rob G, who else was on that team? But yeah, Michael Kidd, Gilchrist. You know,
that all-star that, team, like six right. guys got drafted.
And the other guys, round. Yeah, and the sophomores were blue chippers too. So that was the team. But Rob, Kevin Durant didn't go deep in the tournament. Michael Beasley, and I know he didn't end up doing anything in the NBA, but you know, he was great in college. He didn't do anything in the tournament, you know, not as far as winning it. A lot of these Zion, you know, they didn't win it, of course. Steph, he wasn't one and done, but he took them, you know, to the Elite Eight with Davidson. But I'm just saying, and I think you brought up a good point, like, what's your goal as the college coach?
Right, yeah, what is your
goal? I would think your goal is to win. But I do think, Rob, there are some coaches, like, I think if I had to nail it down to one thing, I mean, obviously you want to try to develop good character, you know, all the, and the, you know, the things you're supposed to do. But if I had to break it down to one thing, Rob, I would say win. I would say win. But there are, I think, Rob, coaches. Calipari certainly would fall into this boat. Now he's trying to win, but guys that I think would just value the relationship or even just being able to say, I coached so-and-so who went to the NBA and became an all-star. I coached so-and-so who went to the NBA and became a Hall of Famer. And yeah, I want to have a great season. Would love to win the championship. But if I go 25-5 and get to the Final Four, the Elite Eight, and he leaves after 1 year, I think some guys might be cool with that. But I think my goal would be to win.
Yeah, my goal would be to win too. And sometimes you just need it. And I hear you. It's not like it's a laundry list of people who won, who were one and done. But you can't give me the list of people who have 4 year seniors, you know, and they won a championship. You know what I mean? With lesser
talent.
Well,
Villanova's like, been a school, you know, that's kept guys, you know, 3 and 4 years, and they've won a few championships, you know, recently. I do think the teams, I mean, I don't have it on paper in front of me, but, you know, having those guys. Now, we're talking about mid-majors this year. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know.
You're talking about, right. You're
stronger about programs. I mean, right. Gonzaga's been, they haven't won it, but they've been.
Because the other schools don't have a choice. Right.
No, right.
The mid-majors absolutely. Don't have a choice.
Nobody like, yet, right, Rob, right. is turning down blue chippers.
That's what I mean. Right.
Nobody, you know, and there's nobody saying, I don't want DJ Wagner.
No, so I'd rather there. Right. I'd rather take the 4 year senior.
Right, right.
He's okay, I, not absolutely, great. Absolutely, absolutely. He'll be here for 4 years.
Right? Rob G, you said you had a question.
I do have a question because I think you guys agree that if you have the choice, you're going to take the blue chip just because the talent level, maybe the ceiling is higher, quicker, right?
Right.
But nowadays, the transfer portal seems to be the quickest way to turn your program around. So I guess the question would be, if you had to choose one, are you taking the one and done type player, like a Brandon Miller type, let's say, or are you taking, you know, that guy from Purdue, Edie, who could be a transfer portal guy? He's a grown man.
Right.
And would you rather take him for a year? If your goal is to win a championship.
I just
I'm
think
going
that
with the best talent.
Even though this year, Rob, that hasn't played out at all.
It just didn't work this year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, so you think this year's an aberration?
I think it's an aberration.
Gotcha.
I really do. Because it's three first-timers to the Final Four.
The mid-majors is definitely an aberration. But the older players winning, I don't think that's an aberration. Because, again, there aren't very many, like, all these one-and-dones who've won championships. You know, you remember when Calipari got beat by Kansas? Mario Chalmers hit the big shot. He was an upperclassman. You know, Derrick Rose was great. Now, they got there, right? So there's something to be said for that. But a super superstar talent, a prodigy, I don't know. It's hard to turn that down. It's just hard to turn that down. So you probably got to take them. I got my program. I've got my rules. I've got the way I like to do things. I've got my team concept. And if the one and done won't fit into that, if he's arrogant or thinks he's all that and he's going to want to have the ball in his hands all the time and not play in my system, then I can say, I don't need to bring that in. I could do that. But if he's like, I will give this to Calipari, Rob. At Kentucky, they do buy in. When the stars go there, they do buy in.
Coach, that's the only.
Yeah, I mean, really, he can't. He don't win games. I mean, you know, he wins games. We don't win championships for the most part.
For all the talent that he's had, I mean, it is. You want to talk about wasted talent and one championship? I mean, that's
I mean, he has had incredible talent. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that, and he's only got the one ring.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.